Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
What a Picture by Christopher Audrey. Read by Toby Yelland. It took a long time to clean Thomas properly. And the twins kept teasing him until Edward told them to stop. "A party of railway enthusiasts are coming soon," he said. "I shan't bring them unless you behave." Bill and Ben were excited. Enthusiasts always made a fuss of them and took their photographs. "When?" they squealed in unison. Edward smiled and winked at Thomas. "Next week," he said. "But not if you don't behave." Bill and Ben promised that they would. "Is it next week?" they asked Thomas each morning. Thomas enjoyed keeping the twins in suspense. "Next week never comes," he would answer mysteriously. Bill and Ben weren't worried. They kept urging their crew to polish them. "What's the hurry?" they laughed. "The enthusiasts aren't going to eat breakfast off you, you know." "No," Bill whispered. "But they might if we were Thomas." The twins thought it was a huge joke. It was lucky that Edward and Thomas weren't there to hear it. At last the day came. The drivers and firemen agreed to give the engines an extra polish. They were sparkling when Thomas arrived with the special train. Many of the enthusiasts had notebooks, and almost all had cameras. Bill and Ben didn't know which way to look, but they loved it. Then the visitors queued up for a ride in either Bill or Ben's cab. The cabs were low, and several visitors forgot to duck. But they didn't seem to mind. The enthusiasts' visit was almost over, when a shunter came running up.
"A ship needs moving before the tide goes down," he said. "One of you see to it, please."
Ben went at once. And most of the visitors went too, to watch. Only one man stayed. He had a camera which took instant pictures.
"Just one more," he kept saying.
Soon even Bill was tired of him. The photographer screwed his camera to a tripod and pointed it at Bill.
"This is it," he chortled. "What a picture!"
Ben's fireman ran up to them.
"Ben needs your help," he said. "The ship's moving aground, and he can't move it on his own."
"Right, Bill," said the driver. "We can't wait any longer."
He turned a tap, and with a hiss and a roar, Bill vanished in a cloud of steam. At that moment, the photographer pressed the button. And when the steam cleared, Bill was hurrying off to help his twin. The photographer peeled off the cover from the instant picture, looking at it, and threw it to the ground in disgust. Quickly, the engines were coupled together.
"When I say heave, heave," instructed Ben. "One, two, three, heave! Come on," puffed the engines.
The cable tightened and stretched.
At last, with a shudder, the ship slipped off the mud
and, towed by the engines, glided into the deep water. Bill's driver found a discarded photograph on the floor. All it showed was a cloud of steam with, very dimly, Bill's funnel sticking out the top. He showed it to Bill.
"What a picture," remarked Bill.
To no one in particular.